Hi there. The word for today is, don't just read it, do it. James 1:22 says, be doers of the word and not merely listeners. A businessman known for his ruthlessness, arrogance, and religiosity told Mark Twain that before he died he intended to visit the Holy Land, climb Mount Sinai, and read the Ten Commandments aloud. I have a better idea, Twain replied. Just stay here in Boston and keep them. We'd rather cogitate on what we don't know than act on what we know and need to do. For example, a company knows it needs to improve its quality control, so the executives discuss the problem, listen to presentations, read all kinds of books, look at state-of-the-art systems, but often never actually get around to doing anything. The problem isn't ignorance. It's knowing too much, but doing too little. Here's another everyday example. People would rather debate the merits of protein versus carbs, French cooking versus vegetarian, lifting weights versus cardio, and just change how they eat. The bottom line is simple. Expend more calories than you take in. Here's another example. Some Christians would rather debate doctrine than get around to doing what Jesus says. As the old ad for Nike sneakers goes, just do it. Practice loving that difficult person. Try forgiving someone. Give some money away. Stop and give thanks. Worship God. Encourage a friend. Bless an enemy. And when you're wrong, be humble enough to say, I'm sorry. Let's face it, we already know more than we need to. And nothing turns other people off faster than somebody with a head full of knowledge who lacks grace and character. It's the same today as it was when James wrote the words, be doers of the word and not merely hearers. And that's the word for you today.